Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't know nothing about that. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at the D Lewis for real, at 92.9 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore nation underscore on the X. Final segment of the show. Welcome in. This is your weekly dive into the world of high school sports. And again, like I always say, man, if it makes sense nationally, we'll talk about it, but we love to keep it right here in our own backyard in the great state of GA, as you just heard from Maggie and Harry Kariakides. We went all the way down to Savannah, all right? When I say Georgia, man, I mean Georgia, all right? Sunny.
Georgia.
Hey, man, what you know about that JID you just came back with, man? You don't know nothing about no GA, bro.
I'm a music head. I listen to everything. Let me tell you who has a surprisingly great album that I wasn't expecting, Glorilla.
I'm not doing that to myself.
You're going to be pleasantly surprised.
No. I'm sorry. Any of my Glorilla fans out there, it's nothing against you.
Listen, my theory is if I'm going to talk negatively about something, I have to at least have enough knowledge on it.
I haven't said anything negative.
I couldn't find nothing negative to say. It's a solid album.
I'm not discounting you. I don't know. It's just hard. I do want to ask you, though. Have you been watching The Penguin? I know we always talk about the shows, and I don't think we talked about Agatha All Along. Are you caught up on Agatha?
I'm caught up on Agatha.
Okay.
The surprise from last episode was the surprise.
Okay, yeah. So I haven't watched this week's episode, which dropped tonight at 9 because I was on my way up here, obviously. So I'll watch that probably tomorrow. But have you been watching Penguin?
I haven't. I've decided everybody says Penguin is so good, I'm going to wait for it to wrap up and just binge all of it.
That's not a terrible thing. I'm not telling you don't do that, but you might want to jump in, bro. Like because I didn't catch it from week one. So I binged the first 3 episodes, so I got to watch episode 4, well, 5. I don't know its release days. I'm not familiar with its release days. Like, I know Agatha's Wednesdays. I'm not familiar. But I want to say Colin Farrell, man, is crushing this role. First of all, I put this on social media the other day. The fact that that's him is award-worthy alone. Because if you don't see credits, you don't see names, you don't see anything behind the scenes, anything about it, and you just go in watching that blindly, you would have not one clue that that is Colin Farrell. Not one clue. So that's worth an award alone. But the way they set this up, it's very mafia style, you know, kind of Godfather-ish. You know, mob bosses type. It's that underworld. You know what I mean? It's that Gotham underworld. But, you know, so that it's not. And, you know, I don't want to spoil anything, but don't go into it if you're kind of on the fence about whether or not you want to watch. Not you particularly, Sonny, but just in general. If you're kind of on the fence because you don't know about if you don't know how Batman-ish it's going to be, don't worry about all that. Just
my homeboy,
watch it.
He made me want to see it because he called it the Bat. Pranos. That's what he said. It's the
Bat Pranos
without Batman.
That's not a bad take on it. Again, I think you'll thoroughly enjoy it. But that's something I've been catching up on. I think it was Sunday. It might have been because Falcons had the no. Yeah, but I think it was Sunday because Falcons had the 4 o'clock game. So early Sunday, I kind of took a break from sports actually. Then I watched Falcons. And then on Monday, I took a break from sports again to watch more episodes of it. And so I got to watch 4. And again, I don't know if 5 is out. I don't know it's drop day. But if 5's not out, I'm hoping to catch 4 before 5 comes out so I can watch 5 over the weekend and then be all the way caught up.
What you just said is why I can't watch stuff in the middle, because it's like now I'm now it's like, oh snap, when am I gonna get to watch the next three episodes and all that? It's like I'd rather just watch them.
Bruh, if you find it, I mean, you gotta think about it. If you go to the movie theater and watch a 2.5 hour movie, that's literally what you're doing. If you find a day, just treat it as if you're going to the movies on it's this weekend, and say, I'm going to the movies, but I'm going to, and instead you're just sitting at home and you watch a couple of episodes. Like, that's literally all it is. That's how it is. That's what you're doing.
I think that's why I can do it that way, because I go to the movie theater when it opens and then I don't leave until about 6. You know, connect the dots you want to.
Not even going to ask. All right, man, let's go ahead and get back into the show. Coach Tommy Lewis, Landmark Christian, big matchup for them coming up on Friday. That's actually going to be one of our games of the week for the High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw, Coach Chris Parker, 7 to midnight, giving you all the latest updates in high school football throughout the state. So make sure you lock in with them. But I will be covering that game. Somebody real quick, too, just went yard again. It looks like it was Shohei. Yeah, Shohei just went yard. Looks like it might have been it's a 3-run shot. So Dodgers blowing this one open, 7-0 your score, top of the 8th against the Mets. So it looks like they're going to take this one bearing some kind of miraculous late comeback from the Mets. That's your update on that. But again, Landmark Christian, big region matchup for them against Whitfield Academy. And I got a chance real quickly to catch up with head coach Tommy Lewis to talk about the start of the season that they've been having at, I believe it's 6-1 now. And, again, they dropped their season opener and they haven't looked back since then, and they've been rolling. But they're going to be taking on a very tough team in Whitfield. Whitfield having a very good season themselves. So here's that conversation with Coach Lewis. And we'll head out to the WaveFord.com hotline where Coach Lewis joins us now. Coach, first off, thank you for a couple of minutes out of your day to join us here on Press Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And congratulations on the season that you all are having with War Eagles football this far this season.
Well, I appreciate it, Damon. And like we were talking a little bit off the air, I really got to, first of all, and I know it's cliche, but give thanks to my Lord and Savior. We have a program that stands for him and plays for him, and without him, nothing else happens. So just want to thank Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, and then it's our players and coaches, Damien. They do such a great job day in, day out, week in, week out, game preparation. We're always challenging our guys to put even more into preparation than they do in the games. And I know that can be difficult with teenagers sometimes. It can be difficult with any of us, really. But they've done a great job each week, and the Lord's been good. So we're thankful.
All right. And, Coach, what would you say has been kind of a constant or two that you and your staff have seen from your players on game day that has allowed you all to, after your season opener, you don't pick up that win, but now here it is, you've won 6 in a row. What's kind of stood out to you about these guys?
Well, we're a relatively young team. I mean, we do obviously have some key seniors and juniors, but we're relatively young across the board, and I think it kind of week in, week out, it's kind of shown, our youth has shown, because we've kind of, in terms of consistency, we've been slow starters, and that's something you really want to be, but, we've kind of come out of the gates each week kind of slow, but what belies our youth or inexperience sometimes is just the grittiness of our team and the way they've come back each week. I mean, I think we've been behind in all but maybe one or two of our games, and we've been able to come back each time. And I really think that's kind of been our calling card up to this point. Although that's we've tried all kinds of different things to shake out of that. We really like to come out of the blocks fast, but we'd prefer that. But yeah, the grittiness of this team, I think, is the one thing that stands out, because we've never gotten in a situation where the guys have just kind of thrown up their hands and said, I guess this game's over. We're not playing our best tonight. They've played all four quarters every week.
Good deal. Spending time on the WayForward.com hotline. Coach Tommy Lewis, Landmark Christian War Eagles head coach, joining us here on Prep Sports Nation Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coach, obviously a big matchup on Friday with regional implications on hand. What's been the message this week to the guys as you guys prepare?
Well, we got to treat each rep like a game rep, each day like a game day, with our attitude, with our effort, with our focus. And I think we've been progressively getting better each day with that. Whitfield is no joke. They're a very, very good team, very well coached team, lots of talent on each side of the ball. So we're gonna have to play our best, and obviously, in order to play our best on Friday night, we have to prepare our best, and that's not just during practice time, but it's also watching video, watching film of Whitfield. It's making sure we're consistent in our knowledge of the tweaks we make each week in the playbook, offense, defense, and special teams. So it's just challenging our guys to really step it up. We want to improve each day, each week, but this is really we're kind of looking at each week like a playoff game now, and that because each game we have these last few weeks have playoff implications, so we're treating every game like a playoff game.
Sounds good. Well, Coach, I look forward to coming out and seeing you all in action, and looking forward to seeing a great game, and want to thank you once again for taking time out of your day to join us here.
Well, thanks so much for having us on, David. It's a real honor, so appreciate you.
All right, and again, that was head coach Tommy Lewis, Landmark Christian. So let me just paint the picture for you real quick, because, again, this is a very tight region race for Landmark Christian. They are 1A Division I. And in the region standings, you have Fellowship Christian, Wesleyan, Whitfield, and Landmark all unbeaten in the region standings. So depending on what happens with everyone this weekend, obviously Whitfield and Landmark playing each other, you'd be looking at a situation where maybe only three, maybe two teams remain unbeaten in the region standings with just a couple of games left. So obviously everyone jockeying not only for the region championship but for a top four position to get into the state championship tournament. So and like you said, Whitfield's having a great season at 5-2. They've won their last three. So they're coming in hot as well. So, again, I'm looking forward to heading down to Fairburn on Friday and checking out a very fun and exciting matchup. And good luck to both teams and good luck to everyone. And, again, you can hear the updates Friday night from that game on the High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker, 7 to midnight right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. They keep you updated all night long on games throughout the state. And I'm not talking about one or two, three games. I'm talking about every game. They run through all of your scores, updates, and along with myself, Garrett Chapman, Eric Slaughter will be checking in. He is an umpire, so he's got softball, the state championship tournament. So depending on where his games are, may determine on where he'll be checking in from. But I know Garrett is going to make his way up to, he just told me today. I think, can't believe it. Just like that, I drew a blank. So just check in Friday night on the High School Scoreboard Show to find out and catch all those updates. Thank you, Maggie and Harry Kiriakides, Coach Kiriakides, Coach Tommy Lewis of Landmark Christian, and Stephen Bargelo, Collins Hill Eagles football team, for being guests, as well as all my coaches that allowed me to catch up with them in the rundown this past week. It's been a blast. We'll do it again next week. I believe we got Hawks, so may not come on right at 10 next week. Let's see, that's the 23rd. Is that correct? Yeah. Hawks Brooklyn tip at 7:30, pregame at 7. So maybe a little, maybe about 10:30, 11-ish that we might come on. But we will come on. Looking forward to bringing it all to you right here. It's Prep Sports Nation. I'm Damian Day-Day Lewis. This is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. See ya. Thanks, Sonny.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.